business card. The sooner she asks you personal questions, the better. Do what's right from the beginning and do not cherry-pick the system. I sell common sense to you men, partly so you can spend less time and money on women who have low interest level and bad attitudes. How? By teaching you that you actually have the right to leave Miss Wrong first and be the dumper for once. But more importantly, I want to protect your hearts from unnecessary humiliation. Listen to this war story. Tom met Caprice at a party and he liked her, but he felt she didn't like him romantically. How come? When he asked for her phone number, Tom knows to always ask for the phone number, she gave it to him without any enthusiasm. It was as if she were going through the motions. Tom found out later that his radar was correct in giving him a negative feeling. Tom thought he should have deleted her number, but he told himself that maybe it was just his insecurities talking. So he took her out twice, and she was with him physically, but her heart was somewhere else. Tom then realized that Caprice from the beginning only had 40 to 49% interest level, which cannot be raised. Let me stress that if a woman's interest level is 49% or lower, it can never go higher. You cannot make good wine out of bad grapes. Initially, interest level needs to be at least 51% or higher to grow. The reality factor says that just because she's with you doesn't mean she's in love with you. I am not saying that all women are users. I am saying that they have their own ways, and if you are aware of them, you will get hurt less often. There are women who go out because there is nothing on TV that night, or their boyfriend is busy, or maybe there's nothing else going on in their lives. Whom can we use tonight without getting involved is their motto. Some women go out just to go out. Why not? You are paying for it. Dating implies there is some positive interest level, 51% and hopefully a lot more, on both parties' part. This is true for all men, but only some women. Remember, only 3 out of 10 women who give you their phone numbers actually like you. Make sure you are sitting down. Now, take a deep breath and plug these next 2 love factors into your cerebellum. Factor 1. A man's ego never allows him to think that a woman would go out if she felt indifferent toward him, i.e. had 49% interest level or lower. The problem here, guys, is never considering this scenario as a possibility. You think, if she dates me, she has to love, have at least 51% interest level in me. What you should be thinking is, 2 out of 5 first dates are a waste of time and money. If you got this far in the book, you are seeing the light. Factor 2. If you go out with a woman and do everything right, follow the system on purpose or by accident, and her interest level doesn't climb higher, then she never liked you in the first place. Notice how in the other Love Doctor books, the so-called experts never tell their female readers that it's immoral to date when you're not interested. But Doc, that's not fair, you say. If you want fair, go to the state fair. Ask a lady friend if she's ever gone out with someone she had no feelings for. At first, she will say she never has. But if you keep digging, you will get, finally, a straight answer. Caprice, are you telling me that every guy you went out with had the potential for a long-term relationship with you if he did everything right? Caprice, are you telling me that every guy you went out with you were physically attracted to, that you were truly available, and that you had at least 51% interest level in him? You'll have fun watching Caprice wiggle and stammer as she uses womanese to try to distract you in your quest for the almighty truth. Because you are the only guy who keeps her on the defensive when talking about love. You can have lots of fun with this info. Join Toastmasters and give a speech on challenge. And I'm willing to bet the women in the audience will take a second look at you. Caprice will never admit to giving a guy false hope instead of saying, "No, thank you, I'm married." She'll rationalize and say, "He asked me, I didn't ask him." Or, "I didn't want to hurt his feelings." As you are misled, there goes any possibility of a loving and caring relationship, building intimacy, expressing true feelings, not taking advantage of anyone, being honest and sensitive, and not playing games. And above all, there goes fairness and openness. When I was in sales, there were people who called our company to send out a salesperson to their homes, only to spend 3 or 4 hours wasting his time. Now here's a guy on commission with a wife and 3 kids to feed, and the Jones family, who have no interest in his service or product, use him for some free entertainment that night. Take a guess what we salespeople called the Jones family. This is the equivalent of dating with low interest level guys. The system will make you more efficient because it will enable you to read situations more quickly as you try to recruit Miss Wright. Every girl you meet is practice for the next one. When what I ask you to do comes naturally, you will be ready for Miss Wright. Here's an example. Tom has been dating Caprice for 2 months, and she's always the one who chooses the event, restaurant, or movie. They never argue. She just gets her way. Like that left-wing extremist Uncle Joe Stalin used to in Mother Russia. Now, Tom has a choice. He can drop Caprice because she is inflexible, or he can be run by his emotions, marry her, have 3 kids, get divorced in 8 years, and continue fighting with her over his kids every time he picks them up until they are grown. Even better, she can remarry, and Tom's kids will have a new dad who tells them what to do, and they say women are the weaker sex. What a joke. Tom must realize ASAP that living with Anita the Hun is not good for his comfort level. But like most men, he will only make the right choice when he is tired of being tortured. Misery and pain will wear Tom down until finally he stands up to her by leaving. If he had gotten rid of her sooner, he could have been with a good, flexible girl. Tom's 8 years with his hard-headed woman can never be replaced. Now, he only walks around with sad eyes. The system gives you the choice to stay or to get out early, but you have to be brutally honest with your ego-driven self. This is the time for humility. You must be disciplined in order for things to change in your love life. Tom, like a lot of guys who finally leave, should have made that judgment call during the dating period rather than in divorce court. When you allow yourself to follow the system, there are no excuses or confusion, only success stories. I have spent years researching do's and don'ts so you guys won't have to repeat my legwork into the dynamics of the feminine soul. Assuming I started with the right questions, my conclusions are correct. I did. And they are. So here we go. You meet Caprice, give her your pitch, and then ask for her phone number. She will either give you the number or a whopper. My favorite is, I don't have a phone. Give me your number. You just met the only American without a phone. If you do what she asks and give her your card, you just gave up self-control. 1/3 of control. See the truth triangle. Don't give her your card like every other schmuck. She'll never call. If she was interested in you, she would have given you her phone number to begin with. Believe it or not, women actually help you only when they like you. Duh. When she asks for your business card, this is womanese for I don't care for you. You should ask her instead, Caprice, do guys still buy that line? And if you want to play hardball, ask her 2 more questions. How many business cards have you collected? And did you call any of them? When you do this, you'll become the first guy in America to bust her. When a woman asks you for your business card, ask for her phone number again as if you didn't hear her. If she doesn't give it to you on the second request, smile and say, like De Niro would, it's been a pleasure talking to you, and take a walk. In other words, next. She must give you the phone number, business numbers, email addresses, requesting her friendship on Facebook, connecting with her on LinkedIn, or any other invitation to contact her on social media don't count. Why? Because we want high interest level to begin with, and the above do not demonstrate that. Am I going too fast for you, Tommy? A variation of this female communication scam is when she gives you her business card. This is another form of no, only softened. Put on your thinking caps. Who has higher interest level? A girl who gives you her business number or a girl who gives you her phone number? Turn her card over, get out your pen, and ask again, what's your phone number? This is the only other time you ask twice. 10-1, it's whopper time. If only women wore their interest level on their forehead so you could look up and see 49% and walk away. There, I figured it out for you. If she doesn't struggle, note her body language, or hesitate verbally when giving you her phone number, call her in 5 to 9 days. If she does, delete the number, or if she gave you the business card, find the nearest trash receptacle as soon as you are out of her sight. Even better, hand her card back and grin at her like Al Pacino.